I Suck at Dating with Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to an all-new episode of Help I Suck at Dating. I'm Jared Haven, joined by Dean Ungler, obviously. You guys are Suck Army. Thank you so much for tuning in this episode. We have a very exciting episode coming up from Bachelor. You know her from Colton season, Elise Delbaum. Do you think that's how you say it, Dean? I'm terrible with names.
I thought her last name was Michelle.
Well, you were way off on that one. We're gonna
Which, now that I'm saying it out now that I'm saying it out loud, I realize how stupid I am.
Elise.
But that's what her Instagram thing is. It's a Elise Michelle, I think, is what it is on Instagram, right?
I found that a lot of people put their middle name up there. I don't know why, but a lot of people will put their first and middle name as their Instagram handle. So we're going to have to solve this mystery with Elise later on. We also have, obviously, some emails. We have a dating term that I need everybody to focus and define. And then, of course, the big week, DeMario Johnson, who we talked to a couple weeks, who is kind of dating our very lovely producer, Becky. And he's going to be coming to L.A. this week, which means Dean and I get to grill Becky and give her some date ideas of what they should do. I mean, this is huge. This is big. I mean, Becky's going to go on a date with DeMario, the guy that she met via Instagram because of Help I Suck at Dating. I mean, we're just forming relationships one podcast at a time.
But we also have another big guest calling in, don't we, Jared?
Do we?
Well, don't we have...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We do have a big guest. Holy shit, I forgot about my mother-in-law. All right, so apparently October 25th is National Call Your Mother-in-Law Day. I don't know. It feels like a made-up holiday, I got to be honest. Oh, Ashley wants me to joke about my mother-in-law's crush on Dean, which there is a massive crush. I'm going to be honest with you, Dean. She loves you. She loves you very much. She loves your face. She loves your personality. She loves Dean. I'll tell you, she loves you so much. I told the suspender story the other day. Listen to this. So when we're posing for pictures, apparently Audrey, my mother-in-law, feels super awkward taking pictures. She always has. So she needs someone to try to make her smile naturally. And the way we try to do it, I'm not joking. This is 100% serious. Right before they take the picture, we say, "Dean, Dean." And she like smiles. And then that's how we do it. There's two names. I swear to God, I'm not even joking about this. There's two names that we yell to make her smile naturally. Dean and Mark Wahlberg.
So what's the second one?
Mark Wahlberg. You're in good company.
Mark Wahlberg. I'll take Marky Mark. You ever see Marky Mark's Hanes ad? Because that is peak Marky Mark.
Yeah, I know.
What's funny is I even had this conversation today with one of my friends. I can't remember what it was exactly about, but I was like saying, like, I don't understand why Audrey would even like, I don't know. It's so funny to me that she like likes me even in my own eyes. I don't know exactly why.
Dean, you look like Jack Dawson.
Is that a compliment? I don't know who Jack Dawson is. That's from Titanic.
Yeah, that's Leonardo DiCaprio from Titanic. Yes, that's a compliment.
I'll take it. I do think that I've been steadily declining for the past like 5 years. So maybe I'm just like, I'm a little self-conscious, but that's really good to hear. And I'm excited to hear from your stepmom too. I'm probably going to take a step back while you have that conversation with her, just so you guys can kind of, you know, have your national call your mother-in-law day. A question for you. Should I call Kaylin's mother? Cause she's like my mother-in-law. So should we give her a call too or no?
I absolutely. I would love for Kaylin's mom to be on this podcast.
You want to know what's funny is I've been dating Kaylin, I want to say for like, what, 15 or 16 months now. I don't think I've had a single conversation. I've never met her mother. I've never had a conversation with her. I don't know. It's kind of strange, I feel like, right?
I mean, is she close with her parents? Not to like blow her spot.
She's not. She's not. She's very close with her grandparents. So I love her grandparents. They live in Las Vegas and we've seen them. And spent quite a lot of time with them. And she's definitely far, far closer with her grandparents than she is. But she obviously, you know, it's her mom. So she loves her mom. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just kind of strange that I've never met her. But I do think that this is the year. I think the thing is her mother doesn't like to like, she's like got this aversion for airplanes. She doesn't like to travel on airplanes. And she lives all the way on the East Coast. And we just have never really, Kaylin and I have never really been to the East Coast, mm-hmm. but her grandparents are so close. But I just think that's kind of funny. Speaking of the devil, here she comes with a plate.
Oh, okay. A pizza.
She's got a pizza for me. I was just telling them how it's kind of funny how we've been dating for, what, 16 months?
7 years.
And today, yeah, 7 years. And today is Call Your Mother-in-Law Day. Jared called his mother-in-law Ashley's mom.
I'm gonna call Jared.
And I was just thinking, it's funny. I don't think I've ever even had a conversation with your mother.
Briefly, like over FaceTime on Easter.
Yes, we've had a brief FaceTime conversation, but I was telling them that she's got like this aversion to flying and she doesn't like to travel very much, so that's why she's like all but stuck on the East Coast.
Do you know her name?
Do you want to come in and say hi to everyone? I feel like I don't even think Kaylin's been on this podcast yet, but
she's been on the podcast.
She
was on with
Ashley. She
just
delivered me a little cheese pizza.
Yes, bring Kaylin over here.
Do you know my mom's name?
Yes, here's Kaylin. Say hi to everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Kaylin.
Kaylin asked if I know her mother's name. Yes, I know her mother. Your mother's name is Jailea.
Okay.
Oh.
She said
Jailea.
The first time that Kaylin said her mom's name, Jailea, I was like, that is not a human's name.
And her last name's Kamenicki, so he was like, you just made that up.
Yeah.
All right, well, while we have Kaylin here, I have a lot of questions for Kaylin. So, Kaylin, what is the most annoying thing Dean does?
Oh.
And if you have a list, feel free to talk as long as you need.
I got a little frustrated with him because his time management skills are not the best.
I haven't noticed.
What do you mean?
Sometimes he likes to golf or play video games and not do the things that he needs to do. And I'm like, well, prioritize the things that you need to get done, and then you can have your fun time.
Yeah, the funny thing, the ironic thing is I was 20 minutes late to record
this
podcast.
Yeah, I know.
I would agree with that. I would say if I were – there was this Instagram quote I saw the other day. It's like, be the person that you want to be best friends with. Like, if you, like, look at yourself from, like, another perspective, like, would you be friends with yourself? And I always think about that, and I've been like acting more consciously to like be confident that the person that I see myself as would be my friend. And I always think about how pissed off I would be if one of my friends, or like if I was another person, and me, Dean, was always late to the things that we had planned.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very I would be frustrated. And especially, I get that it's like one of those things.
You know what's funny though? Is that you always make up for it. Like, here's the thing. We talked about this on the podcast last week. It's impossible to be mad at you, Dean. And Kaylin, I want to ask you.
Yes.
Do you find yourself being in the same scenario where Dean will do something stupid and you want to be so mad at him, but for some reason it's impossible?
Yes. No, it's so frustrating. And it's funny. So when we were in the Maldives, there was a guy kind of like in charge of our schedule, and Dean was always late. And he was like, I just don't understand this guy. Like, he's late for scuba diving. Everyone's mad at him. And he gets off the boat and everyone's best friends with him. Like, even the guy in the Maldives was like, this guy's impossible to be mad at.
It was funny that I went scuba diving and I showed up like 10 minutes late to the boat, like the charter boat that we were like leaving on. And everyone was like super pissed off at me. But then like when we got back, they were all like, oh,
come
like,
tomorrow.
Let's stay in touch and come scuba diving with us tomorrow. I don't know. It's kind of funny, I guess. But as much as I would love for us to just sit here and talk about all my shortcomings, I do think that we need
great.
To bring in our...
But you have a charm to you. That's like people can't get mad at you because you're so charming and you're so sweet and you're
I think it's...
Everything
I think it's
you
because
do, it's just,
you,
I don't know.
In all honesty, I think you just, like, Dean, you have this kind of, this is going to sound weird, but you're kind of like a dog.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He's like a little puppy you can't get mad at.
Yeah, but also because, like I look at Lois, and she's just, like, happy and full of love and positive, and her tail's always wagging, and you're like, I can't be mad at you because you're just so sweet. And, like, as weird as this is going to sound to describe you like that, that's similar to you. Like, even when you walk in 15 minutes late, you have a huge smile on your face, and you're like, God, it's good to hear your voices. And I know you're doing it to suck up because you don't want us to be mad at you, but it works. And I also know that it's, like, coming from a...
But it works.
It's also coming from, like, a place of authenticity. Like, there's nothing fake about you. And I think your overall vibe, positivity, and happiness really just... It shines, and I think that's why nobody can get mad at you, including your girlfriend.
Listen, guys, I would love for us to all sit here and have my horn be tooted over and over again, but we do have to move on, unfortunately. We can get back to the praise and the affection later on.
I honestly could talk about your guys' relationships all podcasts. Like, Kaylin, I need you to come on because I need to just talk to both you guys because I find you guys fascinating. One, you're a beautiful couple. You guys are super happy.
Yeah.
But, like, I find your relationship fascinating. and it's awesome.
We're the couple that shouldn't work, but we work. Yeah, it's weird.
We like to keep the enigmatic persona. You know, we don't do many joint interviews. Kayla never comes on the podcast. I don't like to be in her YouTube videos, etc. Mm-hmm. We like to keep it enigmatic. But we are gonna take one quick break, and then we're gonna get to Elise, which I think she's calling in right now. There she is. We're going to take one quick break, and we're going to jump into our bit with Elise to check in with her and see how she's doing.
Hey, welcome back to Help. I suck at dating. That just felt right, you know, coming from the gut, coming from the soul. We have a very special guest. You, of course, know her from Colton's season of The Bachelor, where she famously left the show on her own terms and early. She was a fan favorite. A lot of people thought that she was going to be the Bachelorette. It is Elise Delbaum. Elise, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Yes. Thank you. I feel like this is an appropriate podcast for me to be on because I think I might suck at dating too.
Why do you think you suck at dating? Let's start there.
Well, I mean, if you can hear a cat in the background and being 33, I might just be turning into an old cat lady by Bachelor standards.
How many cats do you have?
Just one.
Oh, that's not bad. You're fine.
It's not bad. Oh. I think once you reach over 7 is when it becomes an issue. But as long as you have less than that, you're fine.
No, I have one very high maintenance cat, and I think I'm not gonna add that cat lady to my profile anytime soon by having 7 of them.
No, but it's definitely coming.
Elise, I do have a question for you. So Jared saying that you left on your own accord on Colton season refreshed my memory, because I do remember that moment. And I know it's been a year and a half or however long it's been since you were on The Bachelor, but I want to like relive that scenario real quick with you, if that's okay.
Sure. I put on a really overly dressed outfit and marched my ass over to his room and said goodbye. And it was obviously played out quite dramatically because, you know, it's 2 a.m. in Thailand and we're all on 17 hours of time change. But it just wasn't, he wasn't the person for me. And I knew that. And as much as, you know, going to Vietnam would have been fun, it was just my time to go.
Did you get asked to do Paradise?
I think when I left the show, they were pretty much aware that I might not be open to it. Okay. But then, you know, as time goes on, you kind of think, well, maybe, you know, I don't want to like say no to an opportunity. So we talked about it, but by the time we got my like testing and all that stuff done, everyone had pretty much coupled up. We decided it probably wasn't for the best.
Would you go on Paradise like next year if there is one?
I tell you what, sure, because at least Claire's guys are age appropriate.
Sure.
Last
that
year.
Is that what your main hesitation was going into it last time, was the younger cast?
100%. That was, you know, I shouldn't say 100%, but that was a huge part of it. I don't think it doesn't necessarily matter what age you are. It's all about like life experience and lessons you've learned. But I think I've lived a lot of life in 33 years where I just could not imagine myself like being seriously interested in like a 23, 24 year old.
Yeah, no, I agree. Sometimes like, you know, the show's gotten a little bit of a backlash for going younger. And obviously now we're going older with Claire, not older. Claire's still very young, obviously, but you know what I'm talking about. I hope you go on Paradise, because actually Ashley's behind me right now, but we were talking about you last night because you were coming on the podcast and we both agreed that you are so, it's weird to say like you're underutilized in the Bachelor franchise, but you're like beautiful. You have your together. You're ready. Like, it's like you were on Colton season, you left early and everybody wanted to see you on Paradise and people were calling for you to be the next Bachelorette because they loved how you left and really, you know, stood your ground and said exactly what you wanted. And so I think you'd be perfect for Paradise. Like, you'd be the perfect person to come like halfway through. We're like, I know this is not what you want, and I'm sorry, but like I'm thinking like a producer now, where you come halfway through, people are already started coupling up, and it's like, oh, that's Elise, and then like you're the temptation that they throw towards guys. Oh, I mean, hopefully boy. You're there day one, but.
Well, you know, they have a lot of girls to choose from since they didn't get to do it this year, so we'll see. But I tell you, I have always been very comfortable when I'm single, except this year, COVID.
when you are isolated, because I live alone, I mean, board games are pretty boring when you're playing them by yourself and you're stuck at home for a few months at a time. So at this point, I mean, get me on a beach. Just talking to people sounds thrilling.
Well, Elise, let's be real. You don't live alone. You've got a cat.
Right, but there's certain, you know, thanks, but that cuddle session only goes so far.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I hear you. I cuddle with my dog Lois all the time, but sometimes I like being small spoon. I'm going to be honest. I feel like a real man amidst that. I need Ashley to hold me sometimes. I hold her too.
We'll allow it.
So what has dating been like for you in during COVID? You know, like you said, you're single. There's a lot of people who are dealing with dating right now during these crazy times. What has it been like for you?
It's been almost non-existent. I did develop a little quarantine crush that quickly played itself out. And it was, if I'm being completely honest, it would not have worked in a normal situation. But because he was just so fun to talk to, he was a lovely distraction. And it was fun to have, you know, something to look forward to, a FaceTime date. But, you know, had we been, it probably went a little bit longer than it would have if we were actually in a regular dating scenario. But I think there's something to be said that's positive about, you know, we kind of live in an overly sexualized world, let's just be honest. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, I think there's something to be said that people are making connections like online and having to really establish some communication and try to find more creative ways than just, you know, swiping right and going out to coffee or drinks and seeing what happens. You actually have to get to know someone when you can't see them. So I think there's positives to it, but for me, this has been a really, really challenging year personally. My career has basically been non-existent since this started. So it's been a year of day by day. And sometimes that my focus is not so much on dating when I'm just trying to figure out my next step, when God, we don't ever know what our next step is in this year, do we?
I know. It's so crazy. Now, well, you're a business owner. I mean, you own a company called Glamour Grass LLC. So tell us a little bit about that. And I'm assuming that's what you're talking about during COVID right now and how it's, you know, struggling.
Absolutely.
Not the business. I don't want to say the business is struggling, but like, it's tough for every business owner right now.
100%. We can absolutely say that. I've been a makeup artist for a little over 12 years. And then I also teach. And obviously school is shut down and makeup, you know, I do a lot of freelance for special events, weddings, things of that nature. And those just aren't happening. And then my online business is teaching one-on-one makeup lessons, kind of picking up where I think YouTube leaves off, where there's, you know, makeup gurus, but really teaching individual for that person's skin type, tone, texture, age, all of that. And I love it. I absolutely love it. But I've had to go back to bartending just to have something that gives me peace of mind of I know I can pay my bills when things have been constantly changing this year.
What do you mean by bartending? Because you live in Arizona, yeah, so maybe they're just like a little bit more lax. Because when I imagine bartending in like Los Angeles, for instance, I don't know if I've even seen a bartender for the past 6 months.
No, and I'm working inside of a hotel. And so because it's a hotel, they are open, right? So they have, you know, very strict regulations, but the company is privately owned and they've just been amazing to work for and really helped out their staff during this time. Even myself, who came on right before the lockdown.
Yeah. I bartended him for many years of my life.
I have some friends who are small business owners as well. Like Peter from my season he owns a small gym in Wisconsin. And he was like saying his business was so new that he is having trouble. Like it's just such a time to be a small business owner, like especially like obviously with COVID and all that kind of stuff going on, especially when it's like hands-on, like at least like yours is obviously you have to like be in people's faces and like working with people directly all the time. I definitely feel for you guys.
Well, and I don't want it to sound like a pity party because we're all going through it at some level, whether it's impacted you personally or professionally or both. We've all, I mean, 2020 has been a to all of us.
Yeah, no shit, huh? It's crazy. Well, that just means everybody go to Glamour Grass right now. If you're looking for any type of makeup, I saw it, the link is in your bio, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go to Elise's Instagram right now. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't follow Elise, I'm not sure what you're doing with your life, so go follow her right now. Go click the link in her bio, go to Glamour Grass, buy some makeup, because we all, you know, I'm going to need some makeup too, let's be honest. Like, I got the light on me right now. I could use some. But Elise, we also want to talk about your hosting What a Girl Wants podcast this week. Thank you so much for stepping in and doing a far better job than Dean or myself could ever imagine doing.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of credit that will has yet to be determined if I deserve.
I have full faith. So what do you want to talk about? Like, what are some things in the dating world that bug you, you love, you hate? What are you going to talk about on the podcast?
Well, geez, we might need more than one podcast to go through my experience in the dating world. But I'm actually going to be talking to someone that I found during COVID on YouTube. And he is a therapist, and he also has been a couples therapist, I believe, for 20 plus years. But he has a YouTube channel where he reacts to reality TV shows and talks about, and like, will pause the video and really break down, like, as a therapist, what he wishes he could see in that moment as far as communication. And I have learned so much about where I've gone wrong that I'm just excited to talk to him and get perspective on not only like how to come out of COVID and maybe have at least say that I've learned something and can like date a little bit more healthy, but also to ask him questions about, you know, maybe bring up some of my past relationships and see if he has any pointers of where I missed the mark.
Do you go to therapy currently, or like, have you always kind of advocated for it?
Absolutely. I went to my first therapy session, I think when I was 16, I had a very good friend of mine tragically pass away and didn't quite know how to process that. And it's not something that's been a consistent in my life, but I think there's just such a massive thing to be said for whether it's couples counseling or you're just going for yourself. Your friends and your family are always going to have a biased opinion. So to see someone that is non-biased, that has your best intentions at heart, but also can point out your faults, I think is so, so important, because everyone else in your life is coming from a place of love and with that agenda. Whereas it's nice to have someone to really, you can voice your innermost and sometimes not so nice thoughts without judgment.
Right. It's funny because we've talked about this on the podcast in the past. And my journey on this podcast personally has been, it's been long, what we've been recording, I think, for like 3 years now. And the first year I was like very anxious and consistently like had been dealing with like all this inner turmoil. And don't get me wrong, like I still have those issues. But I always had this weird like stigma attached to therapy and like seeing a therapist and how like it would be looked as on as like weak or like you're less of a person because you need therapy. But then I started going to therapy and I like just like opened my eyes. And then the second I started talking about therapy with people too, like I would even see these, like, you know, if I'm having a conversation with my friend, I would start talking about how I'm going to therapy. And like, from my experience, their like eyes would light up and they'd be like, wow, like it's just such a, it's so weirdly taboo. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think that there's never enough advocation that we can make for going to therapy, whether you go consistently, whether you have like a dilemma in your life that you're trying to like sort through, you go for a short amount of time and then maybe you go take some time off and you go back. But it's so funny because my personal journey with therapy has been so like, you know, I looked down on it for so long and then I did it and now I advocate for it. But at least like you kind of said, I haven't been in a while, but it's definitely like opened my eyes to the progress that you're able to make by going to it, you know?
Absolutely. And I think where the taboo sometimes comes from is people assume, oh, something's wrong. Like maybe we should start going to therapy before there's something wrong. Mm-hmm. Whether it's as a couple going to therapy before there's problems so that you can navigate problems that arise better, but also just for yourself. I mean, we all have traumas that sometimes we don't even realize that we're dealing with, and being able to work through that, you know, again, an unbiased way. And sometimes I'll be honest, I sometimes just have a therapy session to bitch a little bit about this year.
You have to. You have to. Sometimes you just got to get it off your chest. You can't let it on there. You know, you can't let it linger there. It's going to destroy you. Somebody made the analogy about therapy and it made a lot of sense to me, how people routinely go to the gym to like maintain health, right? You don't just eat like for years and years and years and then one day be like, oh, I'm just going to go to the gym one time and like it'll be fine. No, you consistently go to the gym to try to work out and maintain health. And it's the same thing with therapy. You know, you have to go routinely. And like you said, before like a bigger problem occurs, try to get some therapy in there before, just to maintain your mental health. I totally agree. Absolutely. I've been to therapy, and it's pretty awesome that you're speaking out for that cause. Elise, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. You are so sweet. I truly hope that you find someone before Bachelor in Paradise, but if you don't, I really hope to see you on that beach.
Well, let's just hope we don't get locked down again, because it's not helping the dating life.
I know. It's so bad. I feel bad for Edmund.
I heard that Florida went back on lockdown. I don't know. Also, I want to say, because Jared did mention that you were in the running to be Bachelorette, and I would love to see you as a Bachelorette, but I do want to say that I think that you got lucky by not being this year's Bachelorette, because it's like, who wants to just sit in Indio for 2 months and go on dates where it's just not, I don't know. It's fun. It's great. And don't get me wrong, it could lead to wonderful, fruitful things, but it's like, there are better years to be the Bachelorette.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. The travel is a huge part of the experience.
Yeah. Poor Claire. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, of course, Claire is like, waits years to be Bachelorette. She becomes Bachelorette, and then a fucking pandemic hits. And it's like, oh, God, this poor woman can't catch a break.
Well, I can tell you I'm very flattered, but I was never in the running to be the Bachelorette. So,
well, in the public opinion, you were.
I appreciate it. Well, thanks.
Everybody, like I said, go to Elise's Instagram where you can check out her makeup company called Glamour Grasp LLC. Again, Thursday, What a Girl Wants podcast. You can get it wherever you get podcasts. It'll be on this Help I Suck at Dating podcast feed. Check it out. Elise will be on there. She's fantastic. Elise, thank you so much for joining on. If Ashley and I always say that we want to go to Scottsdale. So if we're ever there post-COVID, I'd love to meet you in person and grab dinner sometime.
Come on down. Just make sure it's not in June or July, because I'm too redheaded to be outside those months.
That's fair.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And thanks for letting me take over for a little bit.
No, it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm pumped to listen to it.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So Sunday, today or yesterday, depending on when you're listening to this, is National Call Your Mother-in-Law Day. So guess what I'm about to do, ladies and gentlemen? Suck Army. I'm going to call Ashley's mother, a.k.a. Audrey, a.k.a. my mother-in-law, as soon as I find her number on here. She is aware that I will be calling her. My wife just screamed from the bathroom, tell them that she's shy. My mother-in-law is a little shy. But she's been on podcasts before. She's been on your podcast before, Ash. So here we go. National Call Your Mother-in-Law. So everybody out there listening, make sure you call your mother-in-law. Tell them how great they are. Unless they're not great, then don't say that. But mine's great. I'm very lucky. Here we go.
Hello.
Audrey, hello. It's Jared, host of Help I Suck at Dating. How are you?
Hey, Jared. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for doing this, Audrey. I appreciate it. I didn't know there was a National Call Your Mother-in-Law Day. Have you ever heard of this?
I've never heard of it until like 10 minutes ago. Tell
her she has to call Bubby. Oh, so Ashley just said that you have to call Bubby.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's the only right thing to do.
I've never heard of that before.
Okay. Neither have I. So for everybody listening, Bubby is Ashley's dad's, it's Ashley's grandmother on her dad's side. So your mother-in-law, Audrey.
Yes, I've had for many years.
I will say, so Audrey, how?
40 years.
40 years. Well, Bubby is doing very well. Bubby's a wisecrack. So Audrey, how am I as a son-in-law? Be honest.
Oh boy. Oh, Jared.
That's a big question.
You want to hear the honest truth?
Maybe.
Jared, obviously you're great. You know that.
Oh, Audrey, you're great.
If you could, be at our house for, 13 weeks?
Yeah.
During quarantine? Yeah. And put up with us. I mean, I think that was a real test of, how great you are.
Oh, well, thank you, Audrey.
No, we really couldn't be happier, Jared, as you know.
Well, I'm the lucky ones. I remember when I first met you guys, I thought you were going to hate me because...
Why?
Well, because when I first met both you and Jay was during the charity event that Ashley organized right after our first season of Paradise, and Ashley and I weren't dating at this point, and all you knew from me was that I pretty much broke up with your daughter on national television, and I'm like, they're gonna I can't believe I'm going to this. They're going to hate me. And you both, I'll never forget, both you and Jay were so welcoming and so sweet and so nice. And it really, you just made me feel at home well before.
That's really nice. No, we could not hold that against you, of course.
No, you could have. You easily could have. And you would have been in the right because I was an idiot, obviously. But it all worked out. And yeah, we were quarantined for 13 weeks together. So if we survived that, I'm pretty sure we could survive anything.
Well, you were very helpful, and I think we had a nice time. I think it was a good bonding experience. You know, you made it pretty easy. You weren't difficult at all. You're very easygoing and very helpful. And your parents raised you very well, Jared.
Oh, well, thank you, Audrey. Well, you raised Ashley and Lauren very well. And I appreciate you saying that I'm easygoing, because I think Ashley would argue with that. But it doesn't matter, because your mom said it, Ashley. And if your mom said it, I am easygoing.
Oh, boy.
Audrey.
Well, yeah, you're pretty easygoing. As long as you can put up with Ashley, which is not easy, as we know. I think you guys balance each other out. And, you know, we couldn't ask for a better son-in-law.
Well, thank you, Audrey. I only have to put up with Ashley for the rest of my life, so it's not that bad. No,
as long as you treat Ashley half as well as you treat Lois, great picture.
That's hard. Lois gets a lot of love from her dad. Well, Audrey, you are the best. I am the extremely lucky one to have incredible in-laws, and I love you both, and thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, as weird as that sounds.
Yeah, I'm happy to be on. Thank you very much. Oh. I better call my mother-in-law now.
I know, right? All right. Well, tell Bubby I said hi.
I will.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Jared.
Bye, Audrey. And that's my mother-in-law, ladies and gentlemen. That was very nice. Audrey's the best. She's the sweetest. She puts up with all my madness. She put up with me when I wasn't with Ashley, which is a testament to how wonderful they are. Because I've always felt this way, and I continue to feel this way. They could have easily kind of not been nice to me and told Ashley not to date me because of everything that happened in the past, but they were always supportive. I always got along with them. I always felt at home with my in-laws, and so I'm glad that I called them on National Call Your Mother-in-Law Day.
Jared, I want to discuss something with you that we did not get the chance to discuss last week.
Dean, I'm opening
ears
for
you. And it's with a heavy heart that I approach you with this topic.
Uh-oh.
It didn't, things just didn't pan out as I had hoped for them to. And as much as I needed Singletary to go off, he just decided not to go off. So I lost to you in the fantasy football. And I need to pay my dues because of it.
That's right. I completely forgot about that. So we talked about this on the podcast a couple weeks ago. We announced it on Instagram. Dean and I played each other in fantasy football. Dean lost. It was a good game, though. He also traded. We had a trade between Dean and I that I definitely won. So your punishment, sir, I figured I'd give you the choice. I would narrow it down to two. So this, I asked on Instagram what the punishment should be. I got a lot of great, great, great punishments. Some was eat a pack of sardines covered in pickle juice, temporary hair dye in the winning team's colors, so you'd have to dye your hair blue and silver, or red and brown if I'm going with Brady. The top two by far, and I'll let you choose which one you want, okay? One, I take over your Instagram for a day. I don't think
whatever the next one is, I'll take.
I was
that
just
one.
Gonna. The second one's a little less harsh, but something that you've been very much against, and we actually had a sneak preview of it in the beginning of this episode. Which, of course,
I have Kaylin on the podcast.
Kaylin on for the full episode. I'm on the episode too, and I get to talk to Kaylin.
Oh,
and
wow.
Ask questions. You can be on there if you want. I'm not saying you don't have to be on this episode. But it's one of the two. Either Kaylin's on for a full episode and like it's a Q&A, or I take over your Instagram for a day.
What a freaking punishment. My biggest punishment is having my girlfriend come on the podcast with me for an hour.
People want to hear from her.
Twist my arm. How horrible. No, I know. It's just funny. Like that's the punishment where it's like, oh, we just have to talk to my girlfriend for an hour.
Those were the top two votes.
I will. You want to know what's funny? It's almost just like out of spite, I want to say just take over my Instagram. But I have been thinking about having Kaylin come on the podcast anyways. And because of that, I think it would be great to have her on. So it might not be next week. It might be the week after that or wherever. But yes, I think that if you want to, you can be like the moderator for a podcast of me and Kaylin. Only if, and I know like they're at what I'm adding.
Yeah, this is your punishment. There's no stipulations on your behalf.
It's fine. It's fine. Only if the reverse is given to me from you. So you and Ashley come on the podcast, but I get to play.
I didn't lose fantasy football. I don't know how this. I'm not getting punished. I don't have to have Ashley come on. This is your punishment.
It's not a punishment. It's just that it's a great way for our listeners and our fans and our friends to hear from you and Ashley. We always see Ashley come into the glam room mid podcast. So it'd be a good chance to like actually have a sit down conversation.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, like some people even they sent in recommendations and they said, sure, have the significant other come on the podcast, but make sure that they tell embarrassing stories. So like I might ask Kaylin to like think of one of the more embarrassing stories that you have had during your date. So, all right, perfect. The punishment is set. Kaylin's going to come on the podcast. I'm very excited about this. I actually think I might have Ashley come on just to ask her questions because Ashley really gets the juicy gossip. You know what I mean? She does a better job than I.
She does. Ashley has no shame in her question asking. She just gets right to the nitty gritty, the questions that people always want to know.
So that's like even more of a punishment for you.
Yeah, exactly. It's settled. It's done. Kaylin will be on the podcast. Obviously, she has to approve and accept the offer to come on the podcast. I'm not going to make her come on the podcast against her will.
You have to make her.
But tentatively, that is the settlement. She will be on the podcast in the coming weeks.
I'm excited.
But we do have a very special segment coming up because, as you mentioned at the top of the podcast, and as we've had discussions on the podcast in the past, one of our producers, Becky, is dating a very handsome, very charismatic, very outgoing gentleman by the name of DeMario, if I'm not mistaken. And he is finally coming to Los Angeles, where Becky lives, and he will be taking her on a date. Multiple dates, I can only imagine. Question beckons. Becky, if you're listening, which I think you are you excited? A. B. What are you guys going to do? C. Where will you be going? D. Is this the first time you guys have seen each other three-dimensionally? Because I think it is.
Okay, that was a lot of questions. I am excited. I'm nervous. I have a rough idea of what we're going to be doing, but I honestly need your guys' help because I feel like my ideas are subpar right now.
Well, so here's the question. So DeMario, where does he live again? Indianapolis?
He lives in Michigan. Michigan. This is the first time ever going to the West Coast. So never been in LA, California.
And how long is he staying for?
He is just here for 3 days.
And then is he staying with you?
No, he has his own hotel room.
Good job. Both parties. Good job.
Very good question. Very good question. And that was actually one of my main questions too.
Yeah. This is the first time we're meeting in person.
How long have you guys been talking now?
It's been a little over a month.
All right. So here's the question, because usually DeMario, first of all, sweetheart, he seems like the man. I feel like he's going to come in with a little bit of a plan, even though he doesn't know LA, never been on the West Coast. Like, he just feels like the type of guy who's going to make recommendations for you because he wants to be, you know, the guy, and he wants to show you a good time. He's coming there for you. I think it's awesome that he's flying out to LA. That's crazy.
I know, it's so crazy. I keep asking him, like, is there anything you want to see, have always wanted to see? And of course he's just like, I'm just excited to be doing whatever it is with you. So just, it's all like, you tell me, I don't know. And I'm like, okay. That's a lot of pressure.
Just to refresh the listeners too, because last time we spoke to we actually had a conversation with DeMario, much to Becky's chagrin, because she did not love the conversation. Well, I think that
she secretly loved it, let's be honest, gained some stuff out of it,
but maybe you didn't like. Yeah, right. You didn't love some of the questions that we were asking. We were grilling him a little bit.
That's our job. We're like your big brother. Okay.
We are. I do feel responsible in some weird way for this. He turned this skeptic. I was very, very skeptical of DeMario going into the conversation. But I came out of that conversation basically wanting to break up with Kaylin and ask DeMario to be my boyfriend instead. So I'm excited to see what happens. I think it's been a great like unfolding of events. Like, he listened to the podcast because he's also a fan of Scrubbing In and Almost Famous. He heard Becky speak and he just became immediately enamored with her voice. And then they just kind of struck up a relationship since then. I think it's like, imagine telling your grandkids about how grandma and grandpa met. You know what I mean?
Like,
that's just
dating.
A beautiful Genesis story. Yeah.
That's amazing. Becky, I mean, do you have any ideas? So I would suggest, like, going down, you got to go like down south. I feel like you got to get out of LA. Like, you got to go to like Manhattan Beach or, you know, somewhere by the water, really show him like the Pacific coast. That would be my suggestion. Like, somewhere out, you know, because we can still go out to eat. Like, outdoor dining is fine. Something like that. But then, I don't know, like, there's no activities. Like, I feel like you guys have been talking for so long. The last thing you really want to do is just like keep talking. I feel like it would be more fun if you did something. What the hell are you guys going to do? You can't, like, go bowling.
I know. I was like, maybe there's, like, I think there's some arcades open. Like, that seems kind of fun. Mm-hmm. There's, like, I don't know. I feel like you can just drive around in L.A. It's so hard. Like, how do you go on dates and cope during COVID?
I know.
So, So, the one thing he definitely wanted to do was take me out to dinner the first night he gets here. I made reservations for that at Laurel Hardware over in West Hollywood.
Oh, okay. Nice. Yeah, they have a great outdoor dining area. Yeah. So that's nice. Yeah.
So, but that's really it. Like, some cool lookout points, like by the beach. Like,
you could do, like, what about hiking?
Yeah, we could do that.
You could do like Laurel Canyon, or you could do like, you could take them up to like Griffith Park. Ashley and I do sometimes picnics up there. They're very nice.
Picnic.
Yeah, well, because she was inspired by La La Land, because that's one of my favorite movies.
Yes.
So we went up there. She wore a yellow dress. It was fantastic, just like Emma Stone in the movie. What else could you guys do? It's so hard right now because I would say,
yeah.
See, I think you should think of like some sort of activity to do as well. And I know that's difficult now because of COVID, but you guys have talked so much, and it's undoubtedly going to be a little awkward because you guys have never met and you've talked for so long. I think dinner's great to continue talking and like get that vibe in person. But I also think it would be really nice if you guys were actively doing something together to kind of like, you know, get some laughs in there, joke around. I don't know. That's how I'm feeling.
No, I agree. And I'm just like, what does that mean? Like, what is that activity? So that's where I'm stuck. So if any listeners have any ideas.
Any of the listeners out there, obviously email us with suggestions that you have for Becky on where she should go with DeMario. What should they do? Also, you can DM us on the Help I Suck at Dating Instagram. I am here for all of it. And I know Becky is too.
I think you nailed it on the head. You definitely like are going to go to Laurel Hardware. That's going to be fantastic. But it's also like you should just go to the beach for an entire day. Like, spend like 4 hours on the beach in like Venice, mm-hmm. or Santa Monica. Mm-hmm. You can't really hit like the Santa Monica pier per se. I have a request, if you're willing, Becky, only if you're willing, no pressure, but maybe we could double date. And Jared, if you're down, maybe we could all triple date. I think that would be pretty fun. Just like a nice little like beach excursion and like go to a restaurant for like lunch or something like that. Just a suggestion, you know. I kind of want to hang out with you guys. Becky, what's funny enough is we always have these digital interactions with each other, but we've actually never met you in person. So it'd be a good chance for Jared and I to also get to know you and DeMario,
yeah,
better. It's just a suggestion if you're down for it.
I agree. We get to
Becky.
No pressure. Grill your future husband. Ashley and I can talk about, yeah, how we're family planning, see if you guys are on the same page, you know, really just put the pressure on. I think that's a great idea and I'm here for it.
No pressure.
Well, there's
no pressure.
You should also look up Halloween things to do. I wonder if there's like fun Halloween, like, I know they must have like drive-through pumpkin things.
Yeah.
That could be something fun, festive, timely. I never suggest going to a movie on a first date. But seeing how there's limited options, maybe, right, a drive-in.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good one.
There's like all these like old school drive-ins in LA that showed old movies. That could be fun if you guys like watched, if they showed like, what's like a good love story? The Princess Bride, like if they show that on a drive-in, or When Harry Met Sally. I think that's great.
I love these corny dates. Honestly, I think they're great. Thank you guys for your help. And I'm really excited, for sure.
We're excited for you.
Whoa. First of all, what help are you thanking us for? Because I feel like we did not accomplish a single gosh darn thing.
No, you guys did. There were some good ideas. There was the hiking, there was the drive-in, there was the picnic, there was the Halloween stuff. Like, all great ideas. So the wheels are turning. We're going to figure something out. And I like the beach idea because he's from Michigan. So it's definitely not around real beaches over there.
Yeah. Show him the Pacific.
Just big lakes.
Yes.
Well, we're obviously going to have to follow up on this and see how this date went. Again, just to add more pressure to it. But you know what? You guys met through Help I Suck at Dating. It's only poetic to figure out if you guys are going to get married because of Help I Suck at Dating. So, Damari, if you're listening, you're awesome. Very excited for you both. Safe travels. And let's before we leave, let's do a emails and a dating term. So, Mark, are you listening? I don't know. You poor bastard. You have to listen to like us just rant the entire time.
I am here and enjoying every word just like I do every week.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Just
what a guy. What a guy.
Waiting on bated breath for what we're going to say next. So would you like to read the email we have today? We have one.
Definitely do. It's from Emily. My ex and I of 2 years just broke up. The breakup was very mutual. We realized we were growing apart. During our 2 years of dating, I got close to his younger sister. She became one of my closest friends. Do you think that it would be weird if I remained friends with his sister? We are all in our mid-20s.
No.
All right, and that's another episode of Help I Suck at
Dating. I don't think it's weird. I think as long as everybody's okay with it, one of two things will happen. Either you and this ex will just not really converse all that much and you'll move on with your lives, or it will be super awkward and unfortunately your friendship with the sister is going to fade over time. I think that will probably be one of the two things that will happen.
I don't think it's weird at all. I think that it's perfectly normal to become friends with a significant other's sibling. And also, let's say you broke up. You broke up, but it was, as you put it, mutual and amicable, whatever. I think that just adds to the fact that it's totally okay. On top of that, when I think about like some of my best friends who I think they all have siblings. But the point is, I never see any other siblings because they're my friends. Their siblings aren't my friends. So it's like if your ex-boyfriend's sister and you are really good friends, you can still see the sister constantly without kind of running into your ex-boyfriend. It might be a little tricky, I would say, but I don't think that you should like cut off a friendship just because you're no longer romantically entwined with her brother. I think we all agree on this. I was just trying to like expand on it a little bit more, you know?
I'm curious if the brother and sister still live at home, that might make it a little bit awkward. But otherwise, my only advice is to not sneak around, be honest and open and above board on everything. If you start sneaking around and he finds out your friends, it's going to be very weird and uncomfortable and negative feeling. So as long as you're open with everybody, I say go for it.
I agree.
One of my closest friends is my sister's ex-boyfriend. And he was in my wedding. He was one of my groomsmen. She was in my wedding too. And they don't speak to each other, but everything is fine. They're all fine with it.
Does she ever get mad at you?
No. She doesn't get mad at me. But every now and again, like if I'm talking to her and I'll be like, oh yeah, Andy and I went and did this. She'd be like, she like rolls her eyes, but like she doesn't get mad about it.
She's a good person.
Wait, that's really funny and a funny account firsthand because obviously we wouldn't have it otherwise. So I've got more questions too. So they don't speak. They were both in your wedding, but I guess I don't have any questions. I just wanted to talk about that one because it's actually hilarious.
It's more of a statement than anything else. I do find that pretty interesting, Easton. I mean, so you guys were just so close that you felt like that even after your sister broke up with him, like you had to just stay friends.
Yeah. They dated for like 3 years. They lived together and everything. And then they just grew apart and decided to break up. And I came to her and I was like, hey, Andy and I are really close. Like, would it bother you if I stayed friends with him? And she's like, knock yourself out. Have fun with that.
How close of friends are you?
Like I would say, like, I have like two very close friends. It's Andy and this other guy. Like I'd say he's one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah. That's funny.
And how long have they been broken up for?
They've been broken up for 7 years. Yeah.
Wow. So the friendship's so this lasted. So yeah. I mean, Emily, I mean, Easton's firsthand, you can stay friends with your ex as long as everybody's on the same page and you're upfront about it and honest.
The ex's sibling.
Ex's sibling, excuse me.
I have a question for you this time, an actual question, not just a stupid statement. Is your sister in a relationship now, or is Andy in a relationship
Andy
now?
Andy is engaged, and my sister is married. So, okay. Yeah, they both
moved on. Okay, so do you think, even now then, when, like, let's say you're talking to your sister about Andy, your sister's married, and then does she still, like, do the eye roll thing, or is it kind of one of those things where it's, like, bygones, bygones, like, move on sort of thing?
This is how chill we are, okay, guys? My sister's new husband... He and I are cool too. He was in my wedding too. Like, so my groomsman, it was like a couple buddies of mine from high school. And then my sister's ex-boyfriend and my sister's current husband, we all got along great. We all went out and like,
that's so funny.
We all, like, hung out and did stuff leading up to the wedding. And everyone got along. It was totally fine.
Well, it's very nice to hear. Everybody was very mature about it, as they well should be.
Exactly. We're all adults, you know?
And somewhat.
It's hard for me to make friends. I need to hang on to these people as hard as I can, you know?
Yeah, we're all adults with superhero posters on our wall. I get it. I'm right there with you. All right, so I have one dating term before we go, because obviously that's our new thing. We have to at least do one dating term, define it, figure out what it is. This is what it is. Dating term, October 23rd, or whatever the hell day we're recording this. Dating term, fire dooring. Fire dooring. What is it, ladies and gentlemen, even though it's just dudes on this?
I know what it is.
What is it?
I know what it is. Fire dooring is when you, so when there's a fire in a building, the first thing that you do when you approach a doorway is you check the knob to see if there's heat in the doorknob. If there's heat, there's fire on the other side. If it's not hot, there's no fire on the other side. Fire dooring is you're like checking, you're like testing the waters. You're like, you know, tapping the doorknob to see if it's worth opening the door or not.
I disagree.
Yeah, top that, gentlemen.
I think that fire dooring is like at the first sign of danger, like a first sign of something going wrong, like a small fight or a little disagreement, you head for the hills. Like, just you, the fire doors come down, you lock yourself off, you probably just ghost them. That's what I think it is.
Yeah, mine is similar. It's an extreme ghost. It's like mid-date. He's just like, uh-oh, something, I didn't like what she just said, and he hits the check, please, bye. It's an extreme, urgent ghosting.
I really wish it was that, because that's hysterical. Sad, but quite funny. Fire dooring, well, we all know what a fire door is, because it only opens from one side. So this is a one-sided relationship. You can get out, but you can't get back in. This is an unequal relationship where one person has all the power and a connection. They may or may not reply to your text or agree to your request to meet them. When you do hear from them, it's usually because they want something from you and it's convenient for them, and they expect you to drop everything to suit them. This is an unhealthy power dynamic that can leave you unsatisfied and frustrated. Fire dooring. I know some relationships like that. It's not good. It's not healthy.
We were 0-3 on that one, though.
Yeah. That was pretty good. You know what? They were all good guesses. I love the effort. That's what really counts. Thank you so much, everybody, Suck Army, for tuning in. You guys are the best. Thank you to Elise Delbaum for joining us. Make sure you tune in this Thursday for What a Girl Wants, What a Girl Needs. Thanks for leaving me hanging there, fellas. Her What a Girl Wants podcast drops on Thursday. Make sure you check it out. Of course, thank you to our producer, Becky, for dating DeMario and giving us content. I'm very excited to see what happens with this relationship. I'm very excited to see what kind of dates you go on. And I think that's it, right? Dean, thank you for being the most wonderful human being. Thank you to Kaylin for coming on.
Yeah, I'm excited to have a full conversation with Kaylin. Again, I don't know when, maybe next week, maybe the week after that, but one of these days it's going to be good.
Because it's your punishment, I feel like we should like spring it upon you. Like I should be the one scheduling when Kaylin comes on, and you have no idea. Could be this week, could be next week, could be 4 months from now. Who the hell knows?
Listen, if you want to take that into your own hands and get that done, I think you're right. It would only make it more hilarious and funny and interesting and cool. So I don't want to put that burden on you, but we'll discuss. We'll figure it out exactly. But I'm glad that A, that I'm paying my dues because I did lose and I deserve to be punished. I'm glad that we were able to settle on something and figure it out. And I'm glad that all of you guys are in my life. So I guess that's all I got.
Oh, well, Dean. Oh, God. Well, my dog's freaking out. But we're very lucky to have you in our life. And Dean, you want to sign us off?
Yeah, well, Jared's dogs freak out over there. By the way, I just texted Jared this, but I think it's worth noting on the podcast as well. Jared, I don't know what you're doing, man, but you're looking good. You're looking fit. You've always had a strong jaw, but for some reason, it's just popping even more now. Like, you, maybe it's the hair. I just want the listeners to know. I know we're listening to this podcast, but you're not seeing what I'm seeing. But this man is, you're like a fine wine. You're getting better with age.
I just looked at my phone and I see a text message from Dean. Says, "Hey, not to be weird or anything, but have you been working out, Dean? I very much appreciate it. I've been working out a little bit. I think it's really the hair and the lighting. Going to be honest. But anyway." Thank you for tuning in.
Be sure to tune in next week for a great episode. What's funny is we can consistently tease Kaylin's appearance. Maybe she'll be on next week. Maybe she'll be on the week after that. The only way to find out is by tuning in and seeing if we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help by Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.